Getting ready to chop it up with Mike Gaddy, Clubhouse, another conversation about this amazing app. Hope you all enjoy it, because you need to get on here soon as well. Right now, it's available for iPhone, pretty soon Android, May 2021. Get on that, promise it'll change your life.
However, I did have the inspiration of putting a blank canvas in back of me.
Right? I love it.
It's my own personal joke because, you know, like.
I love it. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing very well. Man, just continuing to try to make choices that are about my self-care, you know, and staying in positive places and trying to help others to do the same, you know.
Well, you started your concert series in the park, I see, again, this year.
Yeah, I did. Started two Thursdays ago. So in fact, let's see, yesterday was 1:15. Street Serenade 1:15 and 1:16 will be tomorrow. Tomorrow we kick it back into gear in Ellicott City tomorrow.
So you have done 106 or will have done with tomorrow's 116 of these street pop-up concerts?
Yes.
That's amazing. That's I just absolutely love that. It's absolutely amazing. Right. And you performed this last one with, I wrote her name now, Candace Potts.
Candace Potts, right.
How was that?
That was amazing. She's a tremendous vocalist, you know, here in Baltimore. Big voice, just big personality, beautiful quality of voice. Yeah, I know.
I actually texted her. I'd love to talk to her since I saw that she was working with you. And I want to do one of the things I want to talk to you about is I want to do a podcast episode updating on what's going on with people that I've already talked to, like you and your mom, and kind of the projects you have going on. Your mom's been busy.
Busy bee. My mother's making bags and everything now, man. My mother's doing some amazing things. Wow.
So my mom watched our episode and all she could say was like that it was like looking in the mirror. She was absolutely, she never calls me after an episode. She called me after yours.
Wow.
Right.
Oh, that's special. That really does say something special. Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, I want to do that. I want to talk to you about Clubhouse. I want you to try to put a good word in for me with Candace, because I'd love to talk to her episode. I'm going to start a 743 Patterson Park podcast Facebook page and list all of the like calendar listings of everything that the artists have going on and all the people that I interviewed. I just haven't done it yet.
Okay. Okay, got you. Do you have a page already, or are you saying this is you're looking to start a page?
Well, I have been doing everything. Part of my part of my secret genius to this podcast has been, since I have been completely sidelined with COVID, and that is ending in June. I go back to my regular travel schedule. And actually the first thing that I photograph will be the last thing that I photographed before the pandemic hit. So I ended with Bassmasters Fishing, which is the world's largest, I can hardly say it without giggling, the world's largest bass fishing contest, okay? Which is why I look like this, because this is my bass fishing.
I love it.
Look, yeah, they don't do blue hair. Anyway, so I ended with that. When I got off the plane is when the pandemic slammed in. And it turns out, through pure coincidence, that I will start with that for 2021. So it will have been Yeah, it will have been an, I don't know, a 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 month lag, but I will be starting. And then after that, I have things starting to repopulate my schedule. So
yeah.
Anyway, part of the reason I did this podcast, the 743 podcast, was to drive people to and traffic to my website. Since my website's event photography and no events were happening during COVID, I didn't want to lose Google ranking and that kind of thing, which I would have done if it was without any kind of traffic going to the site. So I just basically decided to use it as to have fresh content going up to my own site. Bottom line is, I think it's more appropriate to start a separate Facebook page for it. It'll still be linked to my site, but you know, for it and housing sort of this project, which I think will continue to go on after I've started shooting. I was going to do a business podcast, and I've decided against that. I think I'll just stick with this. It is, I mean, my business is creativity. I spend most of my life on the podcast talking about creativity. Close enough.
Oh, yes. Not only close enough, not only close enough, they go hand in hand.
Yeah. So
they really do go hand in hand.
Yeah. So there's no reason to create yet another, which would only split things up. So I think I'm going to stick to this. But anyway, bottom line is,
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to do a Facebook page specifically for the 743 Patterson Park podcast and then grow it from there and be able to list on an ongoing basis all the things that the artists who have contributed over the time have going on, so it can serve as a focal point.
Yep. And then if you and then one of the biggest assets that you have with this, to be honest, and it's something that many people don't take advantage of or even know how to, is that with building that page, you can, number one, you have the house, you know, the container, you're able to route people there. It continues to go on. And you can also drop a few dollars, what I call lunch money, back into the post to actually shoot them right back to the Patterson Park area. And oh my goodness, $1 and $5 is going to go a long way, a long way.
Yeah, and I don't hesitate in doing that. I actually have, and you can probably tell, I have actually spent some money on this project because A, I've had nothing better to do, and B, to quote a friend of mine, I don't ever do anything half-ass. You know,
right.
I do it or I don't do it.
And I want to add one more to that list. Number one, you say you don't have anything better to do. Number two, if you're going to do it, you do it. Number three, this is the best thing you could be doing. Oh, my gosh. It's the best thing you could be doing, man. It's so amazing.
I truly think so. And you know, it has, if nothing else, it has gotten me through the pandemic and through a time when it, you know, and it was because of my conversation with you and your mom that my thinking about the pandemic completely changed. I was my thought process was traveling one way, which was get through this, hunker down, get through this. And then after I talked to you and your mom separately, you both said, no, this is an opportunity to explore new things and to, you know, and it's not just a, and I think there's a commercial out right now about, pivoting and not pivoting, but moving forward. And, you know, and then as I talked to other artists, it dawned on me that there was a real thought process behind this, and that a lot of people were using COVID in a way that to build on their creativity.
That's it. If you think about it, it makes so much sense, because creativity comes out of adversity.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I mean, creativity comes out of adversity, you know, and that's the thing, especially during these times, you know, when the street is cut off and you have to find a way around, you find a new way, which now means you have two ways of getting to the same place, if not more. You know, I've been saying that this time has allowed people to add branches to their tree. And that's why the people that succeed the most out of this are those that realize, like you're saying, that this isn't just something to do until the world gets back to normal. This is actually something to add branches, to add dimensions to your tree, to add another way in the midst of your dreams. So there'll be people that go back and now have twice the arsenal. They have twice the amount of resources, you know, because of just all the things that was added during this time. I have a mantra where I say to myself every day, and it's opportunity over obligation. It's opportunity, you know, it's glass half full. It's all those things where it doesn't negate the other side, but it just also recognizes adversity for what it is. And that's that it pushes us out of our comfort zone, forces us to grow, forces us to learn how to do new things, and forces us to be creative.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And I wasn't thinking of it in those terms.
Right, right.
You, who I credit with, with this 180 degree, oh my God. And then I started expressing it to other artists and they were like, oh yeah, that makes sense. And then I started finding business entrepreneurs who were actually using the pandemic to grow their business, even in terms of Chef Andrew opening up his new restaurant over in Patterson Park or near Patterson Park, Butcher's Hill. Butcher's Hill got pissed at me because I said Andrew Weinzierl's restaurant was in Patterson Park.
Really? They got pissed?
Right, they're like, oh no, it's Butcher's Hill. Butcher's Hill is like 5 blocks. It's the argument of how big does the big dog have to be? It's 5 blocks. So anyway, and then there was Mr. Nice Guy Cocktails who said, oh, the liquor rules have changed. I can deliver cocktails now. So he made a whole business out of this. And all of a sudden people started coming into my life that were looking at the pandemic as an opportunity rather than as a challenge. And it doesn't help. I mean, it does not hurt that our presidential administration has changed.
Right.
That has allowed me to relax just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Yes, I totally agree with you. And the reason why I wanted to even bring that up is this. I'm in school for psychotherapy. I don't know if I ever told you that.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, so I'm in school for psychotherapy. And one of the things that my teacher talks about a whole lot is that it's not about knowledge, is about realization. It's not about knowledge so much as it is about realization, you know, and that's like what you're speaking of. It's, you know, the perspective, you know, it was you realized in that moment what it could be. And I'm telling you, you stumbled upon something amazing because, and I know this only because of just building, you know, business and kind of knowing it years out. It's you. Number one is community based. So it's already built on the very thing that makes anything work, you know, community around it, common interest. And there aren't too many neighborhoods here in our city that have done that. A podcast for a community is one of the most brilliant things because then you get a chance to be the news reporting for the community, the highlighting for the community, you know, the shining for the community. And this is just
smaller voices that may not otherwise, you know, there's people out there who are doing such fantastic things and that don't even think to promote themselves necessarily. And that the, you know, the large media companies and the traditional media companies aren't going to do a 20-minute, they might mention them, you know, but they're not going to do a 20-minute in-depth, what makes this person tick, you know, from the heart interview. And I've actually had challenges with some guests because they want to get very academic and talk very, you know, well, factual, like, and academic. Yeah. Right. And the podcast isn't that. To me, the podcast is, tell me what you're thinking. Tell me what is in your heart and why you are doing this. And I hopefully will ask questions to zero down on that. I don't really care about, you know, whether you're opening April 15th or April 17th.
Makes no difference. Right. Yeah.
All I care about is that you're doing it. Why are you doing it?
Right. Yes. I love that. That's what makes it, that's what makes it such a good ambiance, a good environment, good, you know, a good formula that you have. I'll tell you, you know, even with what we're going to talk about, you know, in a few, as far as Clubhouse and that kind of thing, if you, I mean, not even if you, but as you continue to keep that in your mind, that's actually what's going to make this like really, really go well, because it's very focused, and the value that comes through it. I mean, like I'm saying, it's just the beginning. You got Facebook, you got opportunity over obligation. You have Facebook, you got Clubhouse. You got a few other things, you know, which I'll share with you that could just really make this just continue to be a fun ride, and, you know, as well as profitable, as well as continuing to grow in the popularity amongst this community and abroad. Like, yeah.
I am a star.
Yes.
I know this. I just haven't been discovered yet.
That's why I'm so excited about this, man. Cause I see it. I could see it a mile away. And I saw it as soon as I met you. I'm like, oh man, this is a classic story right here. I mean, like, this is a classic story. Like when you sent the article, I really appreciated the article, by the way. It was well written, and it just, again, I'm looking at it like, this is legacy right here.
Yeah.
What an amazing story.
I actually took a screenshot of that comment and went upstairs and read it to my partner, because that really, I hadn't, again, thought of it in those terms. But I come from a background, my dad's a writer, and was the young, I don't remember what I told you and what I haven't, but my dad's a writer and still had. So, and every day I get a link to his podcast, and every day, which is, you know, South Carolina, and you know, but my dad was one of the most brilliant writers that, you know, I grew up in this family, and my mom, of course, is and was a photographer, and was at the White House and at the Senate and sort of today on the Hill, Capitol Hill kind of thing. So I grew up in a hypercharged creative environment, also a hypercharged political environment, and one that loved the news, right? You know, that we would have the news on, like, in the background, whether it would be talk radio. I fell asleep when I was 12 years old listening to Bruce Williams, the financial consultant, every night. You know, yeah, and not that I'm particularly interested in financial consulting, but I just thought he was interesting. And Sally Jesse Raphael, before she melted down on TV, had a great radio show. I listened to her all the time. So I grew up in that kind of, you know, with that as a backdrop. And so this, to me, is an extension of all of that. And it's one I haven't been able to explore per se until COVID hit, and all of a sudden I had time to look at it. So I like integrating and weaving the blog with the podcast,
yes,
with, you know, all the different and having it. I don't even think of it as I think of it as being able to offer, and I need to get better at this, sort of the next layer, right? You know, so you have the interview, you have the podcast interview, but there's a lot of stuff I end up chopping out for time, and that's still interesting. And I need to get better at weaving that in, sort of a behind the scenes stuff, you know, and there's layer after layer after layer after layer, and I'm just scratching the surface right now.
Yeah, I totally get it. In fact, this is why I'm excited to talk to you about Clubhouse, because I have an idea for you that I think is a perfect like Lego piece connection to the piece that you have with this podcast and everything that you're doing. So Clubhouse, I'll go into it and just kind of give you. So Clubhouse is basically the world's next technological revolution. I'm calling it telephone 2.0 right now, because it basically reintroduced the value of the telephone and that instant connection, but then added it with the visual piece, which allows you to, number one, be able to have things logged by interest, have conversations logged by interest. And number two, which really is number one, that you can drop into any call that you want to of people that's already in a conversation around the world, talking about various topics. And because of the visual element, as far as the visual interface where you can see the topic of conversations, you can see the people and their names, you can see a profile pic, you can see the description of the room, as they call it, or the conversation and the title. And then you also have everybody has a one pager that's called a bio that just has whatever you type in it about yourself. It makes it be where it removes the 6 degrees of separation. It makes you be able to be in front of, through serendipity, through like the beauty of serendipity when it comes to people just kind of in groups running into each other, and the serendipity of the people that you meet based on the topics and the interests, it makes it the most potent place on the face of this earth as far as a social environment to grow and connect, where it doesn't add another burden to your schedule, to your life, because there's only one form of media in this app, and it's just what we're doing right now. It's just you, the live person. There's no, you don't post or prepare text, or you don't, or photos or videos. There's no editing or anything. Like it's just people having conversations. But it really does mean that anything that you're doing, you have the ability immediately to start building a community around it, because of just the potency of the live aspect of this app. I've gotten on it. I got on it in December, and 5 days a week, I've been doing a morning show ever since. Now, I know you asked me a question a few minutes ago as far as how much time or when, and there's actually no right or wrong answer. It's not anything other than really how often works for you as far as being a live person, adding value to a conversation, or listening into a conversation, which you can do endlessly, by the way, which is why this app is so potent, because it's passive listening. And people can join, you can join the conversation and add value or ask questions and these kind of things. And you don't have to stop your life to do it because there's no video and these kind of things. So that's at least the beginning. I mean, I'm giving you a lot in different directions, but it's just, I wrote a manifesto about this, saying that like this app is like the answer to so many things in humanity. So many people's lives are changing every day, just because they're finally able to connect with and talk to the people or the person or the community that they've been trying to connect with, or if they have something to share or offer, literally the people are right there, just the people that are looking for that thing right there. So it's the fastest connecting social environment on the planet.
I actually read an article independent of you that said how it was exploding, and how invitations to join were being highly coveted by people. And I thought, oh, well, Aaron was sending me an invitation. I poo-pooed him. And apparently it was like, you know, a big deal. And I really had no idea. Oh, okay.
So yeah. Anyway. Well, it
And you know, it's understandable. I tell you, and I like that, especially this moment, because yeah, it really is. I mean, put it like this. The app is still in beta. It just celebrated its first birthday 2 weeks ago on Wednesday. It's still in beta, and the assets are in the billions right now, and it's changing. Everybody in here, their lives are changing some way. Either they have connected with the community that they find value, or a teacher or a source, or they're finally sharing and getting the results that they want from their sharing, helping people, you know, or what have you. So the invites are coveted because they hand out. Hold on 1 second. They hand them out to you as you are a user. They hand them out on a 1-by-1 basis. So you'll have like maybe 2 or 3 invites. And then when you use those, they'll hand them out to you every couple days. They'll drop a new invite there. Like I have 7 right now. So the only thing right now is that it's only available for iPhone, until May, and then it opens up. But Mike, when I tell you, okay, this is I'm gonna give you the idea, and then I'm curious to any questions you know that you have that inside or outside of that. So what I would do is, because you have a focused podcast that's about a community, what I would do is, first thing I would do is get on Clubhouse and just listen in. That's the first thing. Just consume. Just get in the environment and just listen into other conversations. Again, you can travel around this app and listen to all kinds of conversations with different topics without disturbing anything or being seen. Like you can go in and out of conversations. It doesn't disturb anything. They have a button at the bottom that actually says leave quietly. Because most people use this app to just listen in and glean information or learn or to hear to something interesting or entertaining. So that's the first thing. Then as far as once you get the feel of that, what I could see you doing in here is like a Patterson Park like meetup, where all you do is you just hang out. And I'll tell you some more details as far as how this app works so that you can understand this in a practical way. But where you just hang out, and because of the title and because of the focus and because you would tell, you know, even the people in the community through your outlets already, people would just come through and then you would just be talking to people in the community. It would just be, hey, so you're from Patterson Park. So, you know, and it's like, hi, Shanice, you know, and Shanice is like, hey, you know, yeah, so I live around there. I live on this street. And so this is what I do. Excuse me. Well, what happened from there would be that right there would start to grow in popularity, because you can just have conversations with the people. It could be about anything, you know, because anything or nothing at all. And I literally mean that, like nothing, like no agenda, just, hey, we're here to meet up. That's how my morning show started. My morning show started when I looked at this environment and I was like, oh, I see. This is a realm of ideas where really the limitation to what will work is based on your creativity. That's it. Because it's a blank canvas and is driven by the fact that people are only there for one reason. And that's to find that exact common interest. And all common interests are represented there in some way, shape, form, or fashion. But uniqueness lives there. So anyway, I started my morning show in December as a way to just hold myself accountable to get up at 7:30, to get up at 7 o'clock and get my day started at 7:30. Last year during the pandemic, I say I allowed myself to be in palm tree flow. And that's where I allow myself to bend with the changing winds, because bending keeps you from breaking. So I allow myself to flow. I wasn't too hard on myself as far as the way I flowed, as far as my schedule. I was still productive. But this year, you know, coming into 2021, I was like, want to get it back together. So I looked at this app, and one of the 41 concepts I have right now, 41 conversation and room concepts, out of that, one of them was just a 7:30 alarm, where all I did was, and I titled my conversation, good morning, hi, good morning, with a little smiley face and a wavy hand. And I just said,
I'm your 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time accountability partner. Good morning. And my objective was to just say good morning to whoever came in to the conversation, check in with them, see how they're doing, and then see if there was one goal, one personal goal that they had that I could just stand in accountability with them on. You know, if they just said, you know, today I'm trying to make sure I get these contracts signed for this, I'd be like, you know, all right, cool. Well, I hope you do, you know, you're my That turned into 1,000 people following me. And not only 1,000 people follow me, but a group of people out of that 1,000 that every single day are with me. And we're talking, we have literally started to build our lives together. We've started to meet each other. We've done business ventures. People in this that come through this space, they wind up going off and doing business ventures together. Like it's amazing. And these people I talk to more than any.
Do you do it in conjunction with Facebook Live or just completely separate?
Yeah, I do mine with Facebook Live. Because I'm sitting in front of my computer and I'm streaming via Facebook Live. So I do. And what I would do is with the idea even that I'm even throwing out at you, first, I would just start off not worrying about it from that. Because what will happen is when you get into this environment and you realize that it's nothing but just a basic phone conversation, but with the serendipity of people that you literally get a chance to, they just fall in on a conversation or they come in and they listen, just listening in on a conversation. Cause the way that this app works is when you first enter a room, right? A room is just, they have a hallway. The hallway looks like a Facebook timeline where you have different posts by your friends, but each post, instead of them being a picture or text or video, each post is a conversation. You might have one conversation about entrepreneurship, the next conversation about accountability partners, the next conversation about what's the best ice cream to eat when you're in New York on a Saturday night, like anything you can imagine. And you'll see people's names that are in that conversation. That's each post. If you touch on it, then automatically you drop into the conversation from a listening perspective. You're at the bottom of the screen and what they call the audience. You'll see your avatar, your little profile pic. And you just are listening to the people talk. They could be in the midst of a show. They could be in the midst of a debate. They could be in the midst of an entertaining, fun, dirty dozen. Like it could be anything. And you're listening in. If you feel like you have something to say or want to add value or want to ask a question, then you hit what they call the hand raise button. And then that lets the people up on the stage, which is at the top of the screen, know that, hey, you know, Mike wants to come up and say something. And then if it's that kind of place, as that kind of conversation or what have you, then they'll just allow you to come up and then say, hey, Mike, how you doing? Nice to meet you. You know, and you'll just say, hey, so I have a question, you know, about what you all were talking about. And this person might be, you know, somewhere in Sweden, you know, like talking about business, like it could be anything. Or it could be one of your favorite like stars or idols. Like it could be anyone, right? So that's how the conversation goes. And so you would want to get into this environment from first a consumption aspect. And then from there, I could see you again just holding space to have conversations. And what would happen would be other people in Baltimore that literally just because they're in this app and scrolling down that timeline would be like, oh yeah, I recognize this, you know, this area, this community. But yeah, I would do like a Patterson Park meetup because what that would do is the podcast would feed that and that would feed the podcast. What you can start doing is on Facebook and in your other outlets, you can just start telling people, hey, you know, so, you know, next Monday night at 6 o'clock, like, you know, I'm just from 6 to 7 or 6 to 6:30, like I'm just going to be hanging out on Clubhouse. And it's just a meetup for us. It's just hang out. And you'll have people come in. Those people you'll immediately start building relationships with. Some of those people will be people that wind up listening to the podcast and just being friends from the community. Other people will be wind up being people that you interview. But most of all, you would be uniting a community in a particular way where it's not represented even though this is the grandest opportunity to do this, but it just takes people thinking about this. And most people aren't thinking about it in this way, but they are building communities like crazy, but not communities right within a community, which is where it really popped because it's even more dialed in and focused.
Well, and Aaron, truthfully, the reason why I think this way is because the way I've grown my business, my day job, is I started working in an extremely niche market and was able to use, because it was extremely niche, very specific focused keywords to promote myself on Google. And so keywords, and I, you know, so I have people all the time after me saying, oh, let me help you with Google. You're not ranking for wedding photographers. And I say, well, no, I'm not. I'm not a wedding photographer. Why would I care to rank for wedding photographers? I do rank for experiential photo marketing. I do rank for green screen photography. I do rank for corporate green screen photo booths. I rank number one. So thanks for knowing.
Right.
For years, that's how I grew my business, was being hyper laser focused on a tiny little niche market that happens to be, you know, and so
that's the story of my life too, man. That's the story of my life.
Niche is where it's at. And I tell photographers, new photographers all the time, just starting out, they say, how in the world do you make a living out of this? I say, be niche. It doesn't matter what your niche is, be niche and own it.
Yes.
You know, I don't care if you're photographing Frisbee contests, when somebody Googles Frisbee photographers, you got to be number one.
Yes.
Of course, you know, Googling Frisbee photographers. Well, the answer nationwide is 20 a day. So maybe one of them contacts you, and before you know it, your account is full.
That's it. That's how it works. That is, I love it, man. I love it.
This makes sense to me to say, okay, I want to hyper focus on East Baltimore. I actually have expanded it a little bit rather than just Patterson Good Park.
Love it.
Because East Baltimore is a specific area, and it encompasses, you know, a wide enough that I can have a huge diversity of views in there rather than just Butcher's Hill or Patterson Park, which between you and me and the lamppost is.
Yep. Totally understand it. Totally understand it. Yes. Right.
That's huge. Very diverse perspective. And you know, Baltimore, when you think of Baltimore, you don't think of you think of Highland Town, okay, but you also think of you know, sort of the rough and tumble parts of Baltimore, whatchamacallit on HBO, what was that? Homicide: Life on the Street didn't focus on Highland Town. There's Baltimore is comprised of all these different and disparate views and personalities and people and cultural, economic, socioeconomic status, everything from, you know, we've had people overdosing on the street in front of us, stripping all their clothes off and running out into the middle of the street, and to people pulling up in a Mercedes SUV saying, how much will you take for your house? We want to buy it. And everything in between.
Right.
And I think that's why I like this area, is because I'm not good with just milk toast.
That makes sense.
I'm not. That's why
that
I
makes a whole lot of sense. Right. That makes a whole lot of sense. Yeah. So you'll love this for that. And by all means, you know, the good thing about this is that it's flexible. You make up the rules.
Aaron, I lost your audio.
Oh, there we go.
I'm like Helen Keller here.
Right.
What?
That's strange. Right.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. My earbuds just went out.
But I was saying that there's so much flexibility and opportunity. So I'll give you an idea. So, you know, my morning show turned, or the accountability partner concept turned into a morning show at some point. I was like, you know what? Because it was reoccurring. I was starting to put music in the show. I was starting to interview people, like all kinds of things. So I turned it into a morning radio show. So that's one thing I do there. Another thing I do is on Sundays, I have a room that I hold called the 5M Experience. And it's music, movement, meditation, mindfulness, and mantra. And it's basically an experience where it's about self-care. I share about a subject dealing with self-care. We talk about it. You know, everyone who desires to be a part of the conversation, you know, they share if they have any thoughts or anything to add. I also play the piano and share through music. I meet with the people and I take them through guided meditation and this kind of thing. So that's another experience. On Saturdays, I used to do this room called Quote Lover's Delight. And all it was just 1 hour where you just show up and we just literally play like Pass the Potato, just your favorite quote. And I write a lot of original quotes. So it was a way for me to share with other people a lot of my original quotes. And again, built a huge, just, you know, people just falling in and following. I used to do a room on Thursday nights called Emotional Intelligence for Men, where it was just a room focused on men and emotional intelligence. I did a couple like religious and spiritual kind of rooms like that. Well, I guess you could say. Like, I had one room called I'm an Atheist, Not an Asshole. I had another one called Secular Humanism as a Life Path. I had another one called I Used to Be Christian, Now I Identify As. And that was just for people to just come in to just say, hey, this is what I did. I used to be this, just common interest. So I'm just telling you these things just to give you an idea of how, like, it's literally just a blank canvas. You are the figure, and then whatever is of your interest or passion is what works as far as you creating a conversation around, you know. So it would being that you're the figure that you are, you know, from the connecting with people and talking and like it, and the photography and everything, like it would really, really work for you just all the way around. And you would see how each one of your interests, how you could actually pour through this and literally in a moment connect right with the people that are your core audience or the people you're trying to connect with in any way, you know, really. So,
all right, well, I will check it out. The first time we talked, it kind of went on my list and it's been kind of, a little bit on the hectic side.
I get it.
And now that I'm gearing up to go back to business, I want to kind of figure out how my habits are going to be moving forward. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I see a lot of missed opportunity that I've had while on the road to bring interesting perspectives to, you know, to what I do, and we'll have what I want to use as sort of a side benefit to grow my, you know, day job business, even if it's just from an audience perspective. And the reason I put it that way is I've toyed with the idea of doing a travel LGBTQ travel podcast because I have huge contacts in the travel industry, and because I have the backing to do that of the Travel and Adventure Show, and they actually want to kind of do it together. The trouble is I'm not sure I have time to do that, to do it the way I want to do it. Right. And B, more important, I'm not quite there with my experience yet to do the level that I want to do. I would want to do something that would be equivalent to what you would see on Travel Channel, you know.
Gotcha.
I would want to do something of a very high quality production content. And I'm just not, I don't have the equipment. Like I said, I never do anything half-ass. So, anyway, But what won't hurt is growing audience, so that if I do decide down the road to look at some of those opportunities more seriously than I am now, to have an audience sort of built in. It takes time to grow an audience. Right. And nothing is, there is no bad side, downside to growing your audience.
So
I think that is sort of where I want to, where my mind is at the moment, you know, grow the audience.
Well, this is the best way to do it. And and not only that, the best thing is you don't have to feel like this is another burden. Like right now, you know, don't even be overwhelmed, or try not to be overwhelmed by even doing anything here, really more so than just downloading it and starting to just listening to a few of the conversations. Yeah, because what you're going to do is you're going to immediately find conversations that are just of your interest. And then you'll start to get the feel. And it's really just like listening to talk radio in a sense. But it's even more intimate because it's talk radio, but it feels like this. It just feels like a regular phone conversation. So do that, and then allow, that's really it for right now.
Okay. That's my homework. Okay. You just gave me my homework. Your homework for me is to I wrote her name down and I lost, you know, I pride
myself. Pride. Yeah, no problem.
on her to get her to because I do not want the podcast to be white milk toast. I want Asian people. I want gay people. I do have, I am so excited about this. Oh, I'm going to show you a picture. Hold on. Oh, that's you. Hold on. I went to school with a girl by the name of Linda Schaefer. And Linda and I double dated to go to prom together. I was with Brenda. Linda was actually with another girl. Okay.
Okay.
Follow me on this. It's a little complicated.
No problem.
So anyway, Linda became a very good friend of mine. And then about 4 or 5 years ago, I get a really long thing on Facebook saying, "You were one of my most important friends in high school. I miss you so much. We had such good times together. I really hope that you'll get up with me. Love, Miles." I had no clue who Miles was. I had no recollection. And this was this, you know, heartfelt, intimate, lovely message. I really thought he had me confused with somebody else. And so I ignored it. You know, I got busy. I wasn't paying any attention. So then I get the same long, I mean, pages long thing on LinkedIn. I went to school with you. I hit you up on Facebook. You didn't respond, blah, blah, blah. I really want to talk to you, Miles. So I felt like I couldn't ignore it a second time. So I said, you know, I'm really sorry. I'm drawing a blank. I didn't know what else.
I don't know you. Right.
He said, "Well, of course you're drawing a blank. I guess I should have told you. You knew me as the girl in the wedding dress, Linda Schaefer.
Got you.
I've gone through the surgery. I'm so happy now that I'm a man. Looks like me. You would never know." Okay, great. Oh, yes, you know, Miles linked up on LinkedIn and Facebook and whatever. Okay, so then I proceed to go about my life, forget all about this. Other than to like call my mom and tell him, tell her, "Do you remember Linda Schaefer? Wait, do I tell you?" So.
Right. He could have at least started there. You know, that would have helped.
That's what Linda was. See, this is typical Linda. Linda would like start the end of the conversation first. And I knew this about her, but this was 30 years later. I was, you know. Okay. So wait. And I'll make this short because I got to go and I know you got to go. However, I'm driving down the road between Raleigh, North Carolina and Charlotte, picking up equipment on a snafu. I had to drive. It's boring. I put on National Public Radio and they're interviewing this female to male transition. And she's on the radio. He's now on the radio saying, "This is my voice. This is my voice now. This is my voice now." And at the very end of the thing, half an hour, I listened to this, all about their daily life. And at the very end of the thing, they say, "Miles, whose name we won't, went to school." So I go into my hotel. I, you know, get on Facebook. I instant message, "Miles, were you on at National Public Radio?" "Oh, yes. Did you like the interview?" It was a great interview. So Miles will be joining me on the podcast in a couple of weeks to talk about, he grew up in Baltimore.
Okay.
So we went to school together and it will be my first in-depth conversation with Miles since I knew Miles as Linda. So I'm really looking forward to it. That's the kind of voice. Those are the people that I want to have, you know, how does this person think, you know, gorgeous. She could have any guy when she was in high school, and did, I might add. Her husband of 30 years.
Oh wow,
that was him in the picture. They're still together. He's bisexual, so he married her as Linda. And it's this is fascinating to me.
Now that's interesting. Right? That's wow.
So you don't come, you know, so those are the voices that I want to give a microphone to, because those are the voices
that's a wild
story. It's an interesting story.
Yeah, that's that, right, exactly, to say the least. I mean, yeah, because I'm trying, you know, I'm a natural empath, so I try to get into people's experience, and I'm like, wow, I can't even, I don't even know where to begin, like, wow. I mean, you definitely know it's love, for sure, but, like, I don't even know how you... Wow, that's fast. So I will be tuning in.
Right. Well, you know, it's you know, and the fact that I went to prom with her we didn't, like I said, we didn't date going to prom. She was in my limo with me. You know, where there's two couples. So it was just, you know, and I swear to God, it's people like that, though, who have shaped my life over the years. And, you know, I will say one more thing, and that is I'm still in touch with Miles. I haven't talked to Brenda Stancer since the prom.
Oh, gotcha.
Right. So, I will. So she'll be coming up on the podcast along with, I'm trying to have three sections of the podcast: creative voices, advocacy voices, and business voices. So, you know, and there's mixing, obviously,
between
them. But East Baltimore entrepreneurs and doing interesting things, East Baltimore and Baltimore advocate voices for various communities, whether it's Black, API, gay, trans, whatever, and creative people who are voicing about art.
Let me ask you a question. I mean, does that make you want to, at this point, change the name of the podcast and open it up to?
Probably.
Because I was going to say that's what it really sounds like, which, you know, the good thing is that, it could not be a more perfect time.
Yeah.
You know, you've already started to build an audience. You got your wheels turning even in this flow and this process. And there's the only thing better than moving forward is expansion. And so
do me a favor. And I rely heavily on the advice of others. I am not a big fan of reinventing the wheel. I am good, very good at stealing ideas. It's a talent. As you're driving along and, you know, mulling over my Linda Schaefer / Miles, I forget his last name now, story, because I'm sure you will think about that.
Right.
Think about what you might think or recommend as being a good name for what I've described. Because the reason I named it 743 Patterson Park is because originally it was going to be focused on Patterson Park. And right. That is too specific and too narrow.
Gotcha.
The voices that I'm interested in. So, Baltimore, East Baltimore, I think right. Up, but I really, it's three legs that I see. And it's because I consider it, those are my three things in my DNA that make me up.
Right.
Creative, business.
Right. Okay. Advocacy, creative, and business. This is good. Yeah, I definitely will. I appreciate that too, because that's exactly how my mind works with this information. And my brain is already going. So I'll definitely drop you a line with any ideas I can. Yeah,
I'm really glad we reconnected. Anything I can do to support you, just reach out and let me know. If you want to come on the podcast again and talk about what you're doing, whatever, anything.
Yeah.
There's all I have to do is schedule.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I would love to do that. I would love to definitely schedule another podcast with you for sure. There's a range of topics, of course, that we can talk about. I would love to do that anyway.
If you need me, that's something you're doing, and you need me to chime in or support in any way.
Yes.
Especially right now, between now and June, I have a lot more flexibility than as June progresses into July, my travel schedule will become where I'll still want to do stuff, but it might be like you're doing from my iPhone, from my hotel room, which is interesting, an event floor. But and I'll have to be more cognizant of schedule and where I'm at when.
Right. Yeah. The flexibility is a good thing too. I've been enjoying this morning show. Has given me so much flexibility. I've traveled. I've done a morning show from South Carolina, Myrtle Beach. I've done it from Florida. Thank you for that. And so I'll tell you the couple things I'm working on, and then you'll at least know that, and then we'll continue to connect from there. So one, I don't think I told you about. With a business partner of mine, I just created a creative brand and marketing strategy consulting company. Myself and my business partner, Sherry Goodall, we bring together 30 years of experience in everything from digital marketing, and corporate marketing to, content creation and, just all that. So I've been doing that pretty significantly. And that's been going really, really well because her and I are a really dynamic duo. And our perspectives really complement each other. So that's one thing that I've been doing, really helping out, helping people out in that manner. So you have that, you have the morning show. When you get on Clubhouse, I would definitely like to have you on the morning show just to come on, hang out, we chat. What I do is it's pretty relaxed and open and free. So you'll enjoy that. You'll get the vibe. I don't know did I send you a playlist already? That showed at least like the backlog. I'll send you a playlist right when we get off of here to your phone. I don't think I did. That'll just give you some idea. But what I usually do is in the midst of it being kind of open for anyone who comes in, who add value, I also have a segment where it's a BPS spotlight where I interview, someone and that kind of thing as well. But I would love to just have you on the show just there, period, so you can get the feel. And I can also introduce you to my community. And also that'll be like this, something to even continue to get your podcast and everything you're doing out there. And other than that, I'm doing my street serenades, twice a week. And those are pretty much the three main things. So I'll definitely keep you posted. And like I said, thank you. It means a lot. I'm looking forward to all that we'll do together because, man, I really like you, man. You're really cool guy, man.
It's the scruff.
Yeah.
The scruff is magic. Although right. I did get my hair too yellow.
Okay.
So I'll be correcting this. Now part of it is these lights. Part of it is these lights, but I'll be correcting the that.
You're fine to me, brother. It's you, man. It's you and all that goes to make up who you are, man. You're a cool guy, man.
All right. Cool. Well, keep me up to date. I will download and start the Clubhouse process and shoot you a couple of things. I will also be working on that Facebook page for the podcast. For the podcast, the people who have contributed to the podcast. And in terms of that, I probably will be like the key people, making them administrators to the page so that they, you know, so that you can go on and do stuff on the page without having to, you know, even think about it or work through me or anything. I want it to be a community specific thing for East Baltimore area.
East Baltimore. So, got it. Got it. Okay.
Post something, or if you have somebody you want to highlight and it can all feed together, you know, and I think, but I'll my homework is definitely to take a better look at Clubhouse, and I'll do that. I'll at least get on and listen and do that. I think everything you said makes sense, and now I'm more familiar with it based on listening to and reading some other things. So you caught me a little off guard because I had never heard it before running into you, and I know that Weird Girl is on it. Shelly Brown, and so already I have people in my network, that I know of, and that's just two people. Both of you have been on the podcast, so it's interesting.
Right. Yeah, you'll hear more about it because, like I said, it's starting to really make headline news because the interconnectivity is allowing for some amazing things to happen across the world. So.
All right.
You
say hello to your mother for me. And she's another one that, and I do want to do follow-up podcasts. So if you want to do it with her, if you want to do one for her, one for you, whatever, just let me know.
All right, sounds good. All right, well, we'll be in touch, Mike. And I'll go ahead and see if I can. Are you going to download it on your phone? Okay, so I'll go ahead and send you the invite now that to your phone number.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to download it from my phone. And then you said you use your computer. Since I have this big fancy studio set up, I'll figure out how to also access it on the computer. Plus,
So I'm sorry. You can't use Clubhouse on the computer. What I do is, because of the type of show that I do, I document the show. So I just record using like Zoom or StreamYard. The audio. Now I do have a hookup where I have it plugged up to my phone and routed through my computer and everything like that. But yes, you can only use Clubhouse right now on iPhone, iPad, and then May on Android.
But I did, and I'll probably invest in a couple of things like a microphone for the phone, to make the audio better and rather than relying on the phone audio and stuff. But all of that.
Yeah, it'll come. And I'll send you the information for that too, to tell you what to get, because you want to grab an iRig. It's a few things that fit this, setup. So
do me a favor, I know I'm asking a lot of you. Take some time and I it is important to me when I do shit to do it right. So, I have a standard iPhone SE. So, if there's a particular mic that you like, I saw you with the headset thing. If you just send me a link, I'm not going to, like I said, I'm good at stealing shit.
That's it. That's how you want to do it. Yeah. So I'll definitely get you started on that. And start to feed that to you over time.
All right, Aaron. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, man. Thank you, man. It's always good to talk to you, man. Always good.
And you too. I'll see you soon.
Take care, man. All right.